This recording, Arkansas 38, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, so I grew up in... The bigger part of the city is called Forest City, but the smaller part is called Vicksburg, like 300 people. I've always been a girl that likes to dress up, hence me being a hairstylist, but we lived out where the roads were dust and rocks. So I had 5 siblings, 2 sisters and 3 brothers, and then we lived next door to my cousins, and it was 5 of them. And so summer days for us, typically a day would be going outside and either playing sports in the front yard, like we would play football. We had a basketball goal with a dirt court because it was all dusty out there. Or we would make bikes or make go-karts out of old rims from a car. My brother was very creative, and he would get like an old plank and put it on top of the rims and run a stick between the rims and somehow anchor the plank to it. And that's how we would ride through the yards on a makeshift go-kart. He was smart. Or what my uncles would do sometimes is take a cord and hang it in a tree and run this cord from the tree to the ditch and get some old bicycle handles. And we would zip. I didn't know then it was called zip lining, but that's what we were doing. They made a zip line. But and then when the ditches would flood, they would take what now we call pole vaults. They would go and find at least, I think these sticks are probably 10 feet, and run, jump with the stick and jump over the ditch. But now that's what they did, but I didn't do it because I was too cute. I was too cute for all that. I didn't want to get hot. I didn't want to get bit by mosquitoes. I didn't want to sweat. So I was standing watch. I think that's why I am the way I am today. Not very athletic because I want to be involved, but I just couldn't bring myself. And also, I did it once. When it would rain with the flooded ditches, they would go down the street. And we had these 3 bridges called First, Second, and Third Bridge. It's weird. And so the first bridge would flood, which is basically a big old stream. And they would get in there and start swimming in muddy water, fish and all that stuff in the water. I would always stand on the bank and watch. I didn't get in. And so mainly the reason I didn't get in, because I would always dress up. And my mother, back in the day, little black girls would get their hair pressed out with the pressing comb. What you would call a pressing curl. And so I didn't want to get my hair wet. So one particular summer day, they were out swimming in the dirt, and I had my dirt water. I had my cute little shorts set. I never forget it. It was a white shirt with purple shorts, and the top had a purple pocket, and I had my hair in my little barrettes. And they snatched me in the water, and I was devastated. I think I was about 9. And so I was like, well, shoot, I'm already wet. Just let me go ahead and play. And so by the time we got out of the water and walked back down the road home, my mom was about to go to town. I was like, I'm wet and dirty. It's too late. So she made me sit out in that hot sun and dry off. So my clothes became dry and my hair became dry. So that's a typical day out in the country with me growing up, is just not fanning the doors, playing outside, being creative, and sweating. So that's it.